First week back from mid-session recess, Senator, and one of the major focuses, not just for the session, this is something that's been a big topic nationwide. In this case, this is a Senate joint resolution that the Senate has passed that addresses the Second Amendment.
Absolutely, Dean, and I think that you're right. This has become a national issue because we've seen a significant assault, I think, on constitutionally protected inalienable rights. Missouri takes those rights very seriously, and the Second Amendment is one that whenever it is threatened, we hear from a lot of constituents. I think Senator Schaefer with SJR 14 has done an excellent job of putting together some language that would go into the Constitution. If it's passed by the Missouri House, and then it will go to the ballot, and the people will have an opportunity to vote on it and put it into our Constitution. It basically just rewords the section that deals with the protection of the right to keep and bear arms, acknowledging that that's an inalienable right, and acknowledging that it is the duty of state government to defend that right, to protect it, regardless of what type of an assault it's under. I think it was a good discussion, even just on the value of our oath, which is to support the Constitution of Missouri and of the United States. It's important for us as legislators to be reminded that that is our oath. Our oath isn't to a particular special interest group or to a particular budget item, to a particular business or industry. Our oath is to support, defend the Constitution. And when we see that being threatened by any level of government, then if we're going to fulfill our oath, then that's what we should do. And I think Senator Schaefer did an excellent job of putting together the language that needs to go into our Constitution to supply that reminder and to be, a clearer defense of that inalienable right.
Medicare or Medicaid and medical issues were taken up this week as well in the Missouri Senate.
That's right. There was a long discussion, and the length of it had more to do with an amendment. Senate Bill 262, which is a bill that is intended to benefit particularly our rural communities where we have a lack of, particularly of specialists in medicine. It's a telemedicine, I guess would be the right term, bill. It authorizes, under certain restrictions, the use of telemedicine so that we can access specialists in rural areas where those specialists will be very difficult to get to physically. And a lot of that work can be a real benefit to the folks that can't necessarily get to those specialists without a great deal of expense. That in itself was a great bill, the Senate universal support of it. But there was an amendment offered, which was a little bit, I guess, more fundamental than that. It had to do with transparency in the medical industry. Dr. Schaff, senator from St. Joseph, has worked on this a number of times, was able to propose his amendment, which would have, I guess, prevented companies from basically price fixing. For all practical purposes, it was collusion, and price fixing is one way that you might label it. I'm sure that the companies that have these provisions in their contracts would probably have a different name for it and might have legitimate arguments for why they think they're important. But Dr. Schaff pointed out that by contracting with other, I guess, medical providers, that they could not disclose their prices, that they were making it difficult for a patient to know where would be the best for them to go for medical care. In some cases, the cost might be as much as two times higher, but since it would be paid by a third party, an insurance company, and they would be not informed of that by contract sometimes, their portion of the cost could also be two or three times higher, even though it wouldn't be the total cost. That sounds kind of complicated, but fundamentally, it was an issue of transparency. The more a consumer knows about a purchase, the more likely that consumer is to make a wise decision. We've kind of boxed that kind of information out of healthcare with contract provisions like this. As a physician, Senator Schaff is involved in contracts that keep this information, this pricing information, secret. And so he knows exactly what he's talking about. He made what I felt like was a very appealing case. And I certainly do believe that transparency is the best way to get to, I guess, the reform of the medical industry. And this was an opportunity to have passed some. The Senate pretty much overwhelmingly rejected it. To me, it was quite a disappointment, and I'm sorry that we didn't take this opportunity to bring another level of transparency.